You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A new book on Pope Francis, shortly to be published by Random House, aims to challenge and inspire the reader and explore how Francis's ministry has struck a chord in the heart of millions, both Catholics and non, across the world. Written by Mark Kennedy Shriver, the book is entitled Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis. Due to be put on sale on November the 29th, the book has already received praise from critics and from others who have had the chance to preview it, like Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who highly recommends it and suggests it can make a difference in the life of the reader. Speaking to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti, the author said his interest in Pope Francis and in the man, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, was sparked as soon as the newly elected Pope stepped out onto the balcony of St. Peter's Square on March the 13th, 2013, and asked the crowd to bless him.
I had long admired Pope Francis, really from the moment that he became Pope, when he asked the people to bless him instead of him blessing the people right off when he was on the balcony at St. Peter's, when he paid his own hotel bill, when he went to the island of Lampedusa to visit with the migrants who were suffering at sea, when he washed the feet of the young kids in the juvenile facility. I've worked with juvenile delinquents in Baltimore City, and that is really tough. To wash their feet is something I would never have the courage to do. So he caught my attention from the beginning of his papacy, and his humility, his mercy, and his commitment to the poor just all struck me. So I wanted to really dig in to find out whether this guy was for real or whether these were just public relation gestures in order to garner goodwill for the Catholic Church. And that's why I wrote the book, and I was given a huge opportunity to spend 2.5 years reading his homilies, his talks, talking to his friends in Argentina, in Rome, and in America. And that's why I wrote the book. It was just a fantastic journey to learn more about the man and to gain better insights into his relationship with God and really inspire me.
The title of the book is Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis. What have you found during this journey, this pilgrimage, and what will the reader find page after page in your book?
I think there are a couple of very interesting pieces in the book. I think, first of all, I was stunned when I went and saw his room in Buenos Aires, in the room that he lived in Cordoba for 2 years. He's so austere. It's a twin-size bed in a very small room with one bureau, with just a couple of drawers for his clothes. He doesn't own a lot. He is really frugal, and he's completely committed to Jesus. You know, one of the questions I struggled with was, who is this man? And the answer to me is, whose is this man? And whose he belong to? He belongs to Jesus. He's really committed to his entire life to the calling and message of Christ. I think the great thing about Francis, from my perspective, was that he's a fantastic teacher. He makes you question your own beliefs right down to the core because of the way he lives, what he says, and the way he acts. The way he acts and what he says is so completely consistent that it forces me as an American, but as a human being, to look at the way I live, the way I act, the way I treat people. So I hope the reader will, first of all, realize that this guy is a great teacher, and he challenges us to look at the way we think and the way we behave, what we say, and help us to be a better human being.
As you know, there are many books on Pope Francis in every language. Is there something new in your book, in Pilgrimage?
Well, I think the speeches that he gives to a group that has met 3 times in the Vatican, which has gotten almost no publicity, representatives of the popular movement, he was with them just a few days ago on Saturday, November the 5th. And I think the way he interacts with those people from all around the world and his commitment to change from the bottom up is really a profound. When I first heard about his first conversation, I heard from a guy named Sergio Sanchez who collects cardboard and trash in Buenos Aires. He's a friend of the Pope's, and he had told me that he had spent 3 days in the Vatican with Cardinal Turkson and with Pope Francis. And I thought, wow, that's crazy. I couldn't believe it was even true. And it received no coverage in the New York Times or the Washington Post or any of the big newspaper or media outlets here in the United States. And then I found it online an article about that meeting, and he has met two more times with representatives of the popular movements at the Vatican. And Pope Francis' commitment to those people that aren't big shots, that aren't rich, that aren't necessarily influential, really, I think, speaks to who he is in his very essence. He believes that the church should be a field hospital, should be out on the frontier, interacting with the poor, helping the poor, but learning from the poor, listening to the poor. And he's done that throughout his life, and he's doing it now just recently in the Vatican as well. And that, I think, is profoundly insightful as to who the man is and what he wants the Catholic Church to be.
In the book, you write that Pope Francis is an inspirational figure like your uncle President John F. Kennedy was. What strikes you the most of the vision of Jorge Bergoglio?
I think that the most challenging part of his vision is that he really is challenging us to go out to get our shoes muddied, as he says, to smell like the sheep. And that means to be out working with people, listening to people that are poor. And I think when he says poor, he doesn't mean just financially poor, but those that are suffering physical or emotional or spiritual poverty. What that really means is all of us, because we're all suffering to some degree. We're all sinners. And he's challenging us to have mercy for each other, to spend time with each other, to get out of our comfort zones. And I think great leaders challenge us to get out of our comfort zones. They challenge us to be better human beings, to reach out, to create more of a community. And I think that's a message we can all benefit from here in the United States and around the world. Get out of our comfort zones. Reach out to our neighbors, but also to the stranger on the street, and really help them and learn from them. It's not a one-way relationship. The people that have resources aren't just helping the poor. The poor are helping us as well to learn how to be more merciful, to learn how to be more human to each other. And that's what a great leader does. They challenge us to be better human beings. And I think that's what President Kennedy did. I think that's what Pope Francis is doing today. He's a prophet, and prophets challenge you to be better human beings.
That was Mark Kennedy Shriver speaking there to Alessandro Gisotti.